Hello, this is Julie Stanford of Essential Business Radio. A few years ago, I was lucky enough to present a show called Business as Usual for Radio Reverb in Brighton, and a number of the shows I think are still very useful for businesses today. In this show, I talk to Vicky Hughes of Fugue PR and Steve Bustin of Varda Media and ask them about how to perfect your PR. I'd like to explore the idea of PR. So, Steve, no pressure.
For most small businesses, my sort of definition of it, I'd be interested to know if Vicky agrees, is that it's actually about looking to reach customers and potential customers using editorial coverage in the media. Now, there are some other elements around using of this. There's now moving on to online, certainly in social media, and I'm sure we'll come on to that later. But I think for most people, it's actually about they want to see themselves in the papers. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to be in the right publication, so they're reaching the right people with the right messages. And that's the bit that so many people freak out about with PR, is the message stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, what am I going to talk about? What if I said the wrong thing? What if the journalist says the wrong thing? What if it's all written up badly? What if it's just a disaster? And actually, with some very basic skills, most small businesses are perfectly capable of running a really effective PR campaign. And I know a lot of PR people don't like me for saying this, but actually I would say most small businesses should be doing their own PR.
I think most small businesses have to do their own PR to a certain extent, don't they? It is a luxury to be able to have a PR consultant working with you all the time. And probably lots of PR consultants would say that's not actually necessary and they might not even want to be doing that. Yeah. Vicky, what would you think would be... I mean, do you agree with Steve's definition of PR?
I do
first
agree.
Of all?
I mean, first of all, I mean, I guess because I've had to give many presentations on what is PR, and it has, and you know, even my mother, I've been doing it 15 years, just about understands what I do, and it changes still day by day. No one day is the same. And I often hark back to the Chartered Institute of Public Relations as a kind of good definition, which is effectively trying to reach your publics, whoever they are, be they sort of key stakeholders, be they shareholders, be they your customers, be they your employees. So anybody involved in your business as an influence on your business, trying to reach them in some way and deliver the message that you want to get out there. So in terms of delivering a campaign, it's yet getting back to the basics and making sure that you have a very clear message. What are you trying to say about yourself? Make sure it's as uncomplicated as possible, trying to bring it down sort of four or five key nubs effectively on it, and then consistently getting that message out using a variety of channels, and the media most definitely is usually what most businesses want to be seen in. I often get a bit frustrated because to me that is one access point, that's one channel, but that's what most people are aware of and that's what most people want to see, and that's what you can very quickly kind of measure to a degree of the success of a campaign. However, yes, social media online is increasingly important, and I think to a much of a degree is starting to take over traditional media in terms of reaching your publics, and that is changing the way in which PR operates.
If we can think about, now we've defined it, in that we've realised it's not easy to define, but
it's
we're broadly...
It's enhancing reputation, think, as well, in terms of defining. It's trying to improve and build a company's awareness and reputation.
So through the media, whatever media outlet that is, whether it's radio or television or in print, that's really what we're talking about. Yes, Steve, did you...
Well, I just think it's really interesting what Nick said about, you know, how much would you pay for a double-page spread in The Sun? And what's so good about PR when you get it right, particularly when you are going for editorial coverage, is if you think about it, when you flick through a newspaper or magazine, your eye is drawn to the editorial. We now all tend to filter out the adverts to a greater extent, I think. And when you read some editorial, there's an endorsement implicit in it.
Yes.
You know, the journalist is saying, these people are worth reading about. You expect the journalist to have filtered out the dross, if you like.
So they pick or the hard sell.
Yeah, to pick up the message. I mean, one of the definitions you can give of PR is, or the difference between PR and advertising particularly, is an advert that says, hey, look at me, I'm great. Whereas an editorial coverage says, hey, look at these guys, they're great. And there's an endorsement implicit in that.
There's also that thing of, and the subtext is, and I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so to say that you're great... If it's somebody wandering by that hardly knows anything about that industry, to say you're great is one thing. But for a journalist who theoretically knows more about it, it's harder to impress, to say that is praise indeed.
Absolutely. I mean, the other way to put it, and this may sound a little crass, is if we're at a party and I walk up to you and say, hi, I'm Steve, I'm great in bed, that's advertising. Somebody else walks up to you and says, that's Steve over there, he's great in bed, that's PR. And I can guarantee if there's one thing you remember from the whole of this program, that'll probably be it.
One of my favourite definitions, and I have said that one many times. Yeah. Well, it is absolutely perfect, isn't it? It's that third-party endorsement. You cannot beat it. It has so much more value.
I'm slightly worried, though, that anyone listening who's only just joined the show now might be ringing up immediately trying to get hold of Steve's number.
Well, I do a lot of PR training for small businesses, and I always use that little analogy because it always raises a laugh, it's and people always remember good. It. And somebody came up to me at a networking event a few months ago saying, "I did your PR course about 2 years ago, and you're the guy who said he was great in bed." And I thought, there are worse reputations to have, I suppose.
We can't have preconceived ideas as to where we should be talking about what we're doing, because actually it might be that the thing that surprises us is the thing that brings in masses of coverage. Mm,
absolutely. And I think in terms of relaying that to a sort of a business perspective as well, actually some of the campaigns I've done that have been incredibly successful have been that positioning individuals and businesses as experts in their field. And you cannot beat that as an endorsement, having, again, be it on the BBC News or be it in the Daily Telegraph or the Financial Times or in the Key Trade publication. When there is a feature that is a key to your current business, to the industry, what's happening, and if that's written by or is quoting an individual and a particular business, then they are automatically given so much more credibility and status, and they are most definitely sort of considered and seen as the experts, and that very much builds a kind of business's reputation. And then customers can't start coming through. I mean, again, if you're looking for a supplier in a certain sector or you're looking for a certain product yourself at home, more often than not, you want to sort of read positive things about it in terms of you go and do a Google search and you'll be looking for where has that company come up. And if they are obviously very clearly one of the market leaders and they're very much the expert in their field and they're very much being endorsed by others, you're more likely to call them in and you want to talk to them. And again, that kind of third-party endorsement, you can't beat it. If you're looking for supply, you don't go to the individual and say, can you tell me why you're so good? You'll ask your peers in the business, can you recommend somebody in a specific field, be it PR, be it marketing, be it supplying paper or particular machines. You want to know somebody who's trustworthy, who's reliable, and who will deliver on what they say, because they may say a huge amount of things, but you want a little bit of proof.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's proof, isn't it?
Yes. But I think it's also worth saying that most media experts are self-appointed. There is no panel that decides who's an expert and who's not. Yeah. And it's actually about having the gumption to actually put yourself forward and to say, yes, I am an expert in what I'm talking about. I do know my stuff. And putting yourself out there to the media. And actually, one little tip for people listening in would be the website expertsources.co.uk, which is a site that's now becoming quite widely used by producers and journalists who are looking for media spokespeople. Mm. And anybody can go and set themselves up a profile. And I should say, I don't work for them. I have no particular interest in this. I mean, it's about £50 a year. But actually, you can go in and set yourself up a profile with lots of keywords. And it's a great way to start putting yourself out there. That's something you're interested in. And I think more and more people now are, particularly when they see their competitors being quoted. Mm, yeah. They're like, how come they're in there? Yeah. Why can't I be in there?
Especially when you might think, I know so much more than that person being quoted who has a very canny PR consultant.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the thing. Your competitor is being promoted. Yes. Either promoting themselves or somebody's doing it for them.
And I think it often comes down to time as well. We talked earlier about whether you do, every small business should do their own PR. Most of the smaller businesses I've worked with are aware they need to do their PR, but they have so many more demands on their time quite often. And to be honest, I would say the same goes for myself. You said, are PR people good at promoting themselves? Fantastic at promoting other people and other businesses, absolutely atrocious at doing my own PR.
Well, it's like the analogy of the decorator, isn't it? That absolutely. Their house is never decorated.
Yes, exactly.
And what I really would like to ask you now is from Vicky and Steve, from your perspective, what would you say that someone, if they're starting out and they're trying to do their own PR, just a few tips for that, and then if they were going to come to you and ask for support, how they would go about doing that? Steve, do you mind?
In terms of tips for doing your own PR, I would say a lot of the things that businesses worry about is finding the right story. And they say, well, I've got nothing to talk about. And actually, one of the best things to look for is what's new in your business. News is, by definition, what's new. And I think a lot of people forget that. So actually, if they can look at their business and think, OK, what am I doing that's new? And it may not be, you may not have a whole new product or a new service. It may be that you've actually got a new senior member of staff, or you've got a new client win, something like that. That can all be news. I think it's a lot of, if you can identify the right story and the right media outlet to send it to, you're well on your way to succeeding. In terms of if you're looking to find a PR person to work with, ask around, ask who other people are using. Find out, maybe even who your competitors are using. If you're always seeing one particular business in a related sector, always in the media, ring them up. Just say, can I just ask who's doing your PR? would you recommend them? Are they good and things? And it's, you know, get a recommendation from somebody who, you know, you think is doing well at the moment.
Yes, because if that PR consultant is being effective for that company,
yep,
then we'd all know about it, wouldn't we? Because absolutely, you'd see them visible in, yes, the press.
Yes.
And when someone comes to you for the first time, what sort of questions would you be asking? What would you be expecting of the small business coming to you for support and advice?
I'd certainly be interested in what they're doing, what stage they're at in the business. A lot of businesses will launch and then go and look for PR, and your launch is actually the best story you're ever going to have on the whole, because you're new, you're the new kid on the block, you're fresh, and yeah, you're exciting. So I would say, you know, what stage are you at? And ideally get somebody involved in the run-up to your launch to help you really get a strong start. I'd also ask about, you know, longevity. There's an awful lot of businesses will say, oh, I'm just going to do PR for a month or 2 months. And it's like, actually, that's not going to be the best way to spend your money. I would rather find a business that's looking to spend a regular amount every month for 6 months than one that's going to throw a chunk at it in 2 months, because you're going to get far better results long term for your business if you do it over an extended period of time. Better to do a little bit every month for a longer period, in my opinion, than to just do one big splurge and then nothing. So that's one of the things I'm looking for.
So you're really looking for someone who's in it for the long term, who understands that PR by definition isn't a quick fix. It can't be, can it? Before I move on, I just want to ask you the difference between an advertorial, an advert, and PR, because there is a difference, and I do think some businesses get caught out with an advertorial.
Yeah, an advert is something that you write. You write the copy, you may get a designer to design it for you. Advertorial is a piece of what looks like editorial, but you have paid for the space. So you have control over what's said. You might even be asked to write it, but on the whole, one of the journalists and publications will write it. But it has to, legally, it has to have at the top advertising promotion or advertorial or something like that. It has to be made clear that it's not editorial. Editorial is then something that the journalist has been written, you haven't paid for the space, but you don't have control over what that journalist has written.
No.
And that's one of the issues with PR, is it's not always a precise science. You don't always have total control. And some businesses don't feel comfortable with that.
And the reader, therefore, seeing an advertorial, seeing advertising promotion, is going to think, it's really, the perception is going to be the same as an advert.
Well, exactly. And you know, if you're thinking about doing it for your business, just think about, when you're reading a magazine, do you read advertising promotions, or how do you read them? Do you read them more skeptically? And chances are, other people are going to read your advertorial that way.
But magazines often will ring up and do quite a hard sell on advertorial space, won't they? In fact, sometimes say it's the only way that you can have any editorial space if you pay for it.
That's a real problem, particularly local press in these days. You know, they are really struggling budget-wise, and a lot of them are starting to say, we will only give you editorial if you take an advert.
Mm.
There's no easy answer. I'd be interested to know whether Vicky says there is.
There is no easy answer. And I think there is a small role for advertorials, to be honest with you. I think less so from a kind of a reputation building and educating. If you want to actually tell people about your businesses and about your product, then people won't be looking that much. If you want to just build a brand awareness, getting the name of a particular product, so it particularly has more value, I think, in the consumer market, it does have a value there, because it's one part of a range of tools that you'll be using. But most certainly, I think most people are kind of, are aware and skeptical enough not to take that much notice of an advertising feature.
I mean, certainly, I'd say if you've got the choice in having to take an advert or take an advertorial. Do you agree?
I would, yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And in terms of the debate about, small publications, small publishing companies and regional media struggling massively, they are losing revenue like you wouldn't believe. And a lot of them are going under, and I think a lot more will do so as well. And the web has obviously had a huge impact on that as well. So there's a bit of me that often, when I'm talking to my clients, is, these small trade publications actually do have quite a lot of value. So sometimes if you can support them, if you do have the budget to do so, it would be massively appreciated, and it doesn't guarantee often the editorial, and it frustrates me hugely, because I think a story is a good story regardless. However, I've worked with a lot of publishing companies. I've worked with VNU for an Incisive and Read Business for many years, and I'm aware of their business needs as well, and I can understand from their perspective. So if you are able to support them even to a lesser degree, it all helps open doors, but most definitely don't rely on it, and it's has a lot less value than quite often the editorial that you would be able to generate if you had a good enough PR campaign and good enough news stories. Yes.
A tip for anyone looking to do something PR-wise who doesn't really understand what they're doing.
Three key things I'd like to say, three top tips. One is, first of all, establish what are you trying to say. Understand, clarify your message. Second thing, I think, is understand your audience. you know, just sending something out to lots of people. You know, you want to think about who are you trying to reach? Who are your customers? How old are they? What's their demographic? What are they like to read? Ask them, what do they read? What do they listen to? Then you know who you're trying to target. Third thing, which supports actually what Steve was saying, is be consistent in what you're saying. Consistently over a period of time, that message will ultimately get through.
Vicky Hughes of Vicky Hughes PR and Consultancy and Steve Bustin of Vada Media, thank you very much for coming in. I'm Julie Stanford, and this has been Business as Usual on Radio Reverb. Thank you for listening.